When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we are every Monday. And every Monday, the Brandon Graham Show is here at 6 with me, BG, Howard Eskin, and then the Players Lounge. This week's guest on the Players Lounge will be Jordan Mailata. Joining us every Monday at 4, Donovan McNabb, brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are we feeling?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you guys?
I have to say, I think we're doing pretty good today, man. beating the crap out of the Cowboys feels pretty good. Feels pretty good.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. When you have a balanced offense like we've seen, I mean, rushing the ball for over 180 yards and passing the ball for over 190 yards, I mean, that's pretty balanced, if you ask me. You eliminate some of the turnovers, that game could have been worse, but... You know, we'll take what we can. I think what we've seen from a defensive standpoint is just continuous progression over the last couple of weeks, and you have to be proud of what we've been seeing.
You know, Donovan, well, let's start with the defense, because they went from preseason, we were all hoping that the defense could be passable, get mid-pack. And then there have just been signs over the weeks that they're growing and growing, and they look to us like a legitimately good defense. You know, I hesitate to say top 5 or 10 defense in the NFL, but they are actually looking like it now. Are you seeing a legitimately good defense when you're watching them?
Well, I will say both, that I'm pretty proud of what we've been seeing so far. Now, can we say that we've seen multiple top 5 type of offenses over the last couple of weeks? I would probably have to say no. I just worry about if that same impact will happen when we do see those particular offenses. But I think what we've seen is definitely a confidence booster for our defense, for the offenses that we've been facing. I think Vic Fangio has been, you know, doing a good job of just dialing up blitzes. And that's the thing that I wanted to see more of. Not so much of just rushing 4 or 5 or possibly 6. I want to see multiple pressures, to not so much have our secondary just kind of playing man and then get caught up on a scramble or whatever they be. But if we continue to add more pressure as we continue to go along, I think good things can happen for our defense.
All right, so Fab, when you look at this secondary, right, they're very young, but they're very talented. As a quarterback, and if you're going up against these guys, I'm wondering what a quarterback is sort of looking or thinking as far as where can I take advantage of what they're doing there. What is it that this secondary is doing so well that is allowing them to be effective the way that they've been really for the last 5 weeks?
Well, you know what? The thing that we talked about last season, Ike, was being able to cover the middle of the football field. And that was something that was definitely a weakness on our defense, and that being our linebackers and our safeties. I think our safeties and linebackers now have become a little bit more of a threat in the passing game, so to speak, where you're just not allowing tight ends and number two receivers to kind of just do what they want to do. Now, obviously, you go all the way back to when we played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before everybody started getting hurt. That was still an issue. And so I think we've gotten better at that particular aspect of things. And then our pass rush. So I think our pass rush plays such a major factor in the way our secondary is able to cover. And like you know that, I mean, if we're able to get some pressure from the interior part of our D-line, and then now our outside linebackers and D-ends get a chance to clean up, as far as the linebacker is concerned, you're not covering for more than 2.5 seconds. So that right there is a major plus for our secondary.
What does it do to a quarterback when you're It seems like sort of an obvious question, but I'm just wondering from a comfort level and a feeling standpoint back there as a quarterback, what does that do to you when you feel like pressure is coming from that front four and you're not getting guys open down the field? Does that make a quarterback uncomfortable in the pocket?
Well, it makes it uncomfortable if he continues to get pressure from the interior part of that D-line. Now, if you're getting pressure up the middle, and as a quarterback, you're trying to find that lane down to sit and be able to go through your reads. And if you're not able to do that, then now that starts to tuck it away and try to pick up yards with your legs. But as far as the quarterback is concerned, our offenses are, especially in the league now, is based off timing. And if it throws the timing off, now that takes you off either your number one or number two receiver, and you're hoping that number three is open. And if you're getting pressure and continuously getting pressure, the quarterbacks are going to start looking at the pressure. Their eyes are going to come from looking at downfield at the receivers and now looking more at the pressure. And that's when the defense is won.
Donovan McNabb with us, as he is every Monday at 4. Donovan, you mentioned the turnovers on offense. It seemed like in that last drive of the first half, something just flipped with Jalen, and he was way better from that point on for the rest of the game than he was early in the game. Is there something that you could see that changed in what he was doing that allowed him to play better after that spot?
I think it was just more the flow of the offense. I mean, as a quarterback, everything that we do is based off rhythm. It could be your passing. It could be your running game. It could be your check. It could be your decision-making. Whatever it may be, it's about rhythm. And once you get into your rhythm, you're in that groove, then you feel like everything works. And so when the running game is working, the play-action game is working, he's spreading the ball around, guys are getting more involved, all of a sudden now that quarterback looks like he's in his groove. And so as far as an offense is concerned, when the quarterback's in his groove, anything they dial up feels like it's going to work. And that's what we started to see. The ball started to move around a little bit. Saquon did a great job, obviously, you know, getting our tight ends involved. At any time, everybody's at the party, and everybody's going to have a good time.
So I want to be clear. Jalen didn't say anything about this, but there was some discussion during the broadcast and after the game.
Oh, boy, here we go.
This is why I wanted to ask you about it, because I knew what your reaction would be. The sun. Did you have to deal with the sun being up when you were a quarterback?
First of all, I've never played in a stadium like that where it was ours.
Right.
So, you know, I played in stadiums like the Dallas Cowboys back in the day when they had the sun was just kind of directly down the middle with the crown on the field.
Had the hole in the roof. Yeah.
Yes. We played in Arizona when the sun was open, when the rooftop was open. The sun was kind of in different areas. So there are stadiums like that. I won't say that was an excuse. Because if you look at the telecast and then when you watched it on the game time live, you did see that flare, that kind of like glare from the sun. Don't know if it was directly in his eyes, but I did see the sun kind of in the end zone area there. So it's something that everybody can laugh at and pick and choose or whatever it may be. But I wasn't out there on the field, so I can't really comment on that aspect of it.
You have to be happy with the pass to Saquon in space. I think it was 3rd and 6 on the Cowboys 20. Just the ability to get the running ball get the running back the ball in space like that is something that you've been calling for, and it had to feel good to see it work.
Well, and that's the thing it was something that we have been used to, and he's that type of dynamic athlete that you want to find ways to get him in space. And as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, not one person is going to bring Saquon down. I'm sorry. Either he's going to make you a highlight film, or, you know, who knows? He might jump over you sideways now since he's already done it backwards. So I just think for the athletes that we have to find ways to create mismatches and get one-on-ones and allow them to be dynamic. And if we can do that, now everyone else has their opportunity to take advantage. So I just think for our offense, if we can get guys in space and get them in that opportunity, and especially for a guy like Saquon, we already see a 2-3 yard catch can turn into 40, 50 easily.
Yeah. I mean, I look at yesterday, Five, as a professional win. Like, they went down there, they took care of business.
Correct.
Took care of business. We know they got a big game coming up Thursday. I wanted to get your thoughts on this upcoming matchup. Jaden Daniels. They lost a tough game yesterday to Pittsburgh, but that's still a good football team. They're coming in on a short week. How do you like how where the Eagles are playing right now and stacking them up against this Commanders team when they come in Thursday night?
This Commander team cannot be overlooked. We've heard it many a times. Like, when you come off a big win and then you're playing against a team that suffered a tough loss, but they're still a good team, that you can't overlook. You cannot overlook this Commander team. Jaden Daniels is not only ahead for the Rookie of the Year, but he's definitely in the top three as far as MVP is concerned in the league. He's accurate. He's a guy that spreads the ball around. He can utilize his legs. He's not afraid to sit in the pocket and deliver a strike and take the hit. And you have to give a little bit of credit to that coaching staff of the Washington Commanders, because those guys have really changed that culture around. They had them believing that they can compete in each and every game and win every game. Guys are making plays all around the field. And then they went and made a big trade to bring Latimer in. So I'm pretty sure he'll be up this week for them in that secondary. So it's going to be a big matchup for us. I think we have to continue to keep our momentum going, being efficient on third down, protecting the football, eliminating the turnovers, and creating turnovers on the defensive end.
Donovan, last one. What's it like as a quarterback preparing in this short week? You know, they played yesterday and they play again on Thursday. How do you do that? Is it like a cram session? Is that how you do it?
It's something I think they prepared for a little bit last week. Not much is going to change. Maybe a little bit of formations here and there, but the plays will pretty much still be the same. The scouting aspect of it will be, depending on playing the Dallas Cowboys and not playing the Washington Commanders, where defensive fronts and defensive secondaries, the way they play, pretty much are pretty similar. Obviously, focal point of different players on each team will be a little bit different. But I think you'll start to see a little bit of similarity of what you've seen against Dallas with the Washington Commanders this week.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Donovan. Well, we're actually going to stop the show now because they won so convincingly. We don't have anything to talk about. So,
yeah, nothing else to talk about for real.
Well, you know what? Ike has had his coffee. He sounds like he's had a great lunch. He feels energized. I like where you guys are at right now. So go ahead and take the day off and just come with some different content tomorrow.
I like it. All right, Donovan. Thank you, man.
All right, broski.
All right, you guys take it easy. Yes, sir.
All right, there he is, Donovan McNabb. 215-592-9494. Do you consider the Eagles true Super Bowl contenders now, and should Jack have to shave his head if the Eagles beat the Commanders on Thursday night?
I was this close to delivering a number five joke there with Jaden Daniels.
I know.
I was close.
I didn't know how to work it in.
Yeah, no. Probably.
It would have been different than me, for
yes.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that is the only one that I could pull off.
Well, you know what? And I don't even know if I could have pulled it off, which is why I didn't do it.
Like, I was thinking in my head, could I make a joke that they gave away Donovan's number?
Right. I mean, I started to go down that road.
Yeah.
I started to.
Favorite memory as a Commander?
It didn't end well, so I don't think he has very fond memories.
Sure.
About being there.
No.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Or the Vikings.
You're right.
Well,
I forgot about the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right.
Kay in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Kay?
Hello. Good afternoon, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Long time no hear, Kay. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Last time I called was the beginning of the season. But I was listening today, and I wasn't going to call in. I was going to wait until after 5 got on. But look at this. I have the honor of speaking after one of my favorite QBs that ever wore green, because I'm a young Eagles fan. But
just like
I've been listening, for a couple weeks, because I stopped listening for a while because I got busy. And I never really understood why people didn't like Spike. I didn't really, understand it.
But now you get it?
But now I get it.
What the hell? Get out of here.
Like, before, Before, it was just, all Spike left, and he was the manager, and he went to New York, and then he came back. And I'm like, all right, but what's the big deal? But, like, Spike, you are, like, a low-key, you hate, but then you come back and try to, like, nice it up. Like, you're not hating.
You got to come to my side, like, Spike.
You throw a lot of shots at Jalen, and then you come and say, well, what? I said he was good. He didn't make any fumbles. He didn't even do this. But he's not better than Josh Allen.
Well, he's not.
Of course not. Or Justin Herbert.
But you see the thing, Kay, maybe we can come to a truce here.
Truce.
Here's where I am. I don't think he's as good as Josh Allen, but that's okay. We don't have to have the best quarterback in the league all the time. You know, the best quarterback in the league doesn't. There's only one team. Well, Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Josh Allen is two, I guess. There's only two teams that have those. But every other team has to try to win a Super Bowl, too. So what I try to do with Jalen is be as honest as I can be. I promise you, I've been a hater before. I'm not a hater. I don't like the Jalen. The Jalen backers are bordering on hate, but Jalen himself, absolutely not. I don't think he is perfect. I don't think he's the best quarterback in the league. But what I've come to is the realization that he can be good enough to get us there.
Mm-hmm. To win.
That's what I'm saying. To win. That's what I mean. When I say get us there, I mean that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Listen, we won with Foles.
Back down Broad Street on a parade. But no, I get it, though. I totally get it. Like, we should be critical of him when he needs to be. And
yes.
Tell him when he's good. That means that's just how Philly fans are. But I'm just telling you, I get why people don't like him now.
But I'm a good person, Kay. I'm such a good person.
The jury's still out on that.
Like, no,
he's a good person. He's a good person. Like, he's a good person.
Haters need love too, Kay.
But you're good.
Okay.
Phone call.
You're good. You're growing on me.
Okay.
The same way Jack had to grow on me, because Jack wasn't always in the family either. Jack replaced Ben. You got to realize that. So Jack had to grow on a lot of us loyal listeners too. And I can say
there wasn't that many listeners.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, it was. We were listening to Ike and John and Ben.
Right, yeah.
And you came. I'm not saying that you were horrible, but you had big shoes to fill and you filled them, and you were great, Jack.
They're like tiny
shoes. You're part of the family. You know, you're gonna say tiny. I don't think you're small as ESPs, but we ain't gonna go there.
Wow, we just fired at everybody.
Yeah, a lot of size sevens at WIP.
I love this guy.
But it was a good show today, guys. I listened from the beginning to right now, but I mean, Spike, I'm gonna let you keep growing. I'm not going, hold
hold on. Did Ike ever have to grow on you, or was Ike always just?
He was in with Ike from the beginning.
Ike has been my dude since the Nets roll 58. Ike ain't never going to do no wrong here in Philly. Ike is a made man.
Oh,
period.
Talk to him, Kay. Talk to him.
He's a secret hater.
Ike is a made. He is the voice of reason.
Yes.
Ike is a made man. Ike has no problem in Philly. Mm-mm. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay.
But you guys have a great afternoon, and I enjoyed the show today. Thank you, guys.
All right,
that was
Kay.
Awesome.
Yeah, love Kay.
I did not see that going down that road.
No. When she said, I couldn't figure out why everyone was mad at you, and now I understand. I was like, wow, what a curveball.
I didn't know she was going with you, and now I understand why.
Yeah.
That's pent up right there.
It sure is. 215-592-9494, Mike in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
This is your new bit?
Everybody has to have an intro.
Well, I'm in on Mike's bit. I'm in on Mike's bit.
What do you know? What do you say? Is pretty funny. Yeah.
Hey, okay, what's Mike. Going on, folks?
All right, Mike. Come on.
Yeah.
Lock in a little bit, Mike. We're having fun.
Keep it up, guys. Interrupting me, man.
No. We want you to cook. You're given the opportunity. Let's go. What do you know? What do you say?
Pumped up, man. It was a great game last night. I'm happy that they destroyed them the way that they did. I'm excited to go down Thursday, tailgate, and get tour up to the game. I got tickets. I'm ready, man.
All right.
Hey, that Thursday night game, Thursday night is going to be something.
Might be in the building.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be in the building.
Well, I might go.
Oh, you mean stay for the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to say we have to work.
No.
Yeah, we'll be literally in the building.
Would you let me cook?
You're not cooking.
You're never cooking.
Why would you not be in the game?
Huh?
Why would you not go to the game?
Well, not everyone goes to the game.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a game since like 2016.
I'll be honest with you, Mike. Sometimes it's when you have to talk about the entire game the next day, just honestly, it's a little bit easier to watch it on TV because you don't catch everything when you're there. Yeah.
But not even close. You can barely see the game being there at the game.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, especially football. Sometimes you'll be like, well, where the hell did that guy go? Why isn't he on the field anymore? Yeah. And if you're just there, sometimes you don't even know. So that's the issue.
But they are definitely a contender. I think they got a good shot at going. It's too early to say, though. You know, it's a lot of games left to play. Injuries go into effect, like, if they stay healthy, they definitely can beat Detroit. I think Detroit's going to choke. We could end up being a number one seed, and hopefully the playoffs go through the link, man.
I tell you what, man, if we can find a way, I haven't even looked at Detroit's schedule, so I don't know. I just know they play in a tough division, so they don't have easy games coming down the stretch. But they've already beaten their two toughest divisional opponents in their building.
Green Bay and Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. They beat them on the road already, so you got to wonder. They probably, I mean, listen, as long as we keep winning, and we got to start with Thursday night, we keep the pressure on Detroit to have to win every week.
So they're 8-1. They got Jacksonville, win. Indy,
win.
At Indianapolis, maybe. I don't know.
Although, I mean.
They're frisky.
Yeah.
They're frisky. Chicago's a dumpster fire. Yep. Versus Green Bay, that's a big one. They go versus Buffalo.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then at San Francisco.
That's a tough one.
Versus Minnesota.
Okay. So you got four or five games there where they could get a loss or two.
Yep.
You figure they end up 13-4 or something.
Yeah.
13-4, 14-3.
I need the one seed.
14-3.
Yeah. And that's look, the one seed would be great. That's going to be –
That's a tough one to get.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get.
Need the one seed.
Yep. All right, Mike, what do you go
–
What's that?
You can't sleep on San Fran either. They get healthy. No. They got Ayuk and Samuel.
So I can't remember where Ayuk is. That a season-ending injury?
I thought it was season-ending.
I think that's season-ending. And they had, thank you for the call, Mike. They had a weird thing on the sideline yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Debo.
Was that Debo pushing snapper's face?
Yeah, come on, Debo.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
It's weird. The Eagles and the Niners have the same odds to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're both second. So the Lions are the favorite in the NFC, and then the Eagles and the Niners are tied for second.
Yeah, they're giving the Niners their respect.
Yep.
And they. Listen, if they get healthy, what's to stop them from making a run? The crazy thing about that, the Niners have to fight their way out of the NFC West.
That's a tough division.
Yeah, Arizona is better than a lot of people expected. And you know, we've been on the Rams saying that that's a team you're going to have to worry about coming down the stretch. We ought to be fortunate to be in the NFC East.
Yes.
We've said that before.
Well, especially – and with Dallas falling apart,
yes.
too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What do we got coming up next? Oh, we did mention the Cowboys falling apart. We have some great sound to play you from the unraveling of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Micah.
I just can't wait for you to hear it. I mean, Jerry and Micah and CeeDee, it's great. So we will play that for you next. Your call is as well. Are the Eagles a true Super Bowl contender, and should Jack have to shave his head if the Eagles beat the Commanders on Thursday? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the Half is back next week, November 20th, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation right here. We'll be here all day long. Details online at 94WIP.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.